Over the past few weeks, we've spoken to 100 sales leaders around the world to understand the impact of COVID-19 on revenue. And we've combined these insights into one single report that covers the immediate impact, the commercial outlook, the tech stack that you need, and actionable advice for sales leaders. You can claim this whole report completely for free if you go to ebster.com/COVID. That's ebster.com/COVID. This is Sales Ops Demystified, the number one most downloaded podcast in sales operations. We invite the brightest minds in sales operations onto the show to deconstruct the why, what, and how behind rep productivity, forecasting, metrics, and all things revenue. This podcast is brought to you by Ebster, the leading customer engagement platform for Salesforce. Hello and welcome to another very special episode of the Sales Ops Demystified podcast. And today is a very special one because for the first time ever, we have two people on the show. We actually did have two people in the office in an episode back a couple of years ago, but now this is the first virtual three people in an interview. Today we're joined by two representatives from the Sales Ops team at a company called PhoneTrack. So we have Daniel Antonio, who I believe is a sales ops senior, shall we say. But then we also have Mayara Fay, who is the sales ops junior within the team. So I'm super excited to dig into the sales operation at PhoneTrack. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hello, Tom. Very glad to be here.
So it would be great to understand how both of you made your way into sales operations. And so if you could give us a brief overview of how that happened for each of you, and then we'll jump into the questions.
Of course. So I'm a production engineer, and then I worked a few years in the industry. But you know how industry is, right? So it's very much bureaucracy, it's delayed to make some improvements and test new ideas. You always need to several improvements from the hierarchy, right? And then I started to study startups, innovation, and product management. And then one day, and a friend and his two partners were launching startups, right? And then he called me to help it, to grow it, to grow it, to extract it. And then it was a very interesting time when I learned about a lot about innovation, startups, marketing, and management. And at the time, I was responsible for everything from sales metrics to sales metrics, customer success, and finance. You know, it's all about me in the whole company. So the two partners are referencing innovations in management in Brazil, right? And one of them is the most influential economist in Brazil. So I had a huge learning experience. But I was not yet in an environment where I felt at home, right? So a friend referred me to a sales ops spot and he had PhoneTrack, where I've had previously helped her enter that. And she recommended me, and I went to talk with the human resources and the CEO. And it was very cool. And we, you know, when the ideas hit, the work environment was great, and I felt like a good energy. Since then, I am in the company, growing, and I'm very happy. It's an environment where I'm very motivated to start, to learn, test ideas, and the company is helping and motivates me to grow.
Amazing. Thank you. And Mayara, over to you.
And so I've been working at PhoneTrack as sales ops with Daniel. I started in the company in February. And nowadays I am the sales ops responsible for ABM, account-based marketing. And it is a new strategy to us inside the company. And because we began in May, so I'm still building the foundation of the operation, set up the process, metrics, and KPI. So about my educational and personal background, I have a bachelor in environmental engineer, and I've already worked in a cement factory, also in the commercial department. And after I've done exchange in Finland and Germany to over the university, and when I got back to my hometown, I applied for this job and I was accepted, and I've been super happy here.
Amazing. Now, can we understand a little bit more about the sales operation of PhoneTrack? Is it just you two, and how many reps are you supporting?
Okay, so we now learn, our team is made by four. So it's me, Mayara, and so we have a squad from agencies, enterprise and SMB. So Mayara is responsible for enterprise squad. Patrice is responsible for a marketing agency in the squad. I'm leading them, and I have a sales enablement who work, you know, to coach the reps team. So we have, I believe, 12 helps team today. We work with, SDRs, account executives, and farmers too.
Got it. Cool. And what is the current sales of tech stack that you guys are running?
Okay, today we are one of the HubSpot for most of them, most part for sales and marketing for ABM. For inbound marketing, we use RD Stations, a company from Brazil, Leads to Bids, or a company from Brazil too, and for prospecting, you know, to make cases. And Snowflake.io to get email from prospects. Data Studio to create some dashboards of SaaS and customer service metrics. And use Power BI for system usage data. And it's a new company from Brazil called Carox to we use it for implement for enablement. Very nice tool for code. Very nice for the team of sales.
Got it. Awesome. Now, I'd like to understand a little bit about your current work and how you may have improved the productivity of one or more sales reps in the past few months or within the past year.
Okay, so, well, today we are in a very interesting time, right? Because of the pandemic situation, pandemic season, we are really, it's a challenge, right? It's become really, the first month is very different for us. So it's very challenging for us because of the adaptation of the home offices, changing the communications, not having the team on the side celebrating each sales, you know, keeping them motivated and united is indeed a challenge. You know, just only for us is the team of ops, but the sales team too. So, well, in ops, we started to work in a sprint. We never had worked with a sprint before, and it's very interesting. It had become more optimized. The communications get better. The priorities get really clear for everyone, you know. So the production, you know, you get at the end of the week and say, okay, why am I getting the right at the end of the week, and why is it a successful week, right? So the sprint to help us to get there. So it's a very, very interesting thing. But, you know, you have to make some actions day by day and weekly to keep the people motivated. Because of this pandemic season, everybody working from home, it's very challenging. But I believe that we had a little success in that because the company make a weekly Friday, they came and go, you know, that is the update of the week, that's the challenges, that's where we're going, that's objective now. So it's getting very clear for everyone where we are going, how we are doing, and that's the most important thing today, right? That's it in the team. So this sprint really change everything the way we are working before, right?
Got it. Daniel, can you try and stop moving the laptop while you speak? It's making noise for the camera. No worries. Cool. Okay. You mentioned about keeping people inspired and productive while they're working at home. Has there been anything that you've specifically done for remote salespeople that's helped them sell more?
Yeah, okay. So I'm really like automation, right? I do this every day, at least 20 or 30 minutes a day. And I believe that today how people is getting more lonely, feeling more lonely, right? We need to keep them feel, okay, we are here to you, we are close to you, you know, we are here. So I like to be, you know, giving them some inspiring things, some inspirations, motivated things that a YouTube channel, something that, you know, inspire them. And I believe we created a drive space so we can give some education, some things for them to study, not only for professionals, but personal things too. And that helping them to improve not only professional, but personally.
God, that makes sense. Have you had to significantly change the sales forecast based on on COVID-19? And if yes, are you now coming back more to normal?
Yeah. So the first month was terrible for us. Okay, we didn't know what to do. There's a lot of churn. It's a lot of bonification we had to do with customers. But in the second month, okay, let's do this. Let's try another thing. Let's think. The life cycles gets bigger. But in the second month, we get the best cycle of sales cycles in the history, for inbound. It's getting from 30 days to 7 to 8 days. So it's incredible. Because the marketing, starting to work in the way that, okay, we are here to help us. Our products help you to get what you need. You need to be on digital space. You need to get digital marketing. We are here to help you. So with this strategy, we could increase our life cycle and optimize our life cycle and get more results. In the third month, we already are growing 5% almost. So, yeah, it's a very difficult time. We have to change our forecast. It was about 3 months for, makes 6 months for enterprise, for example. It's 6 to 1 month, right? 6 months to 1 year. But, for the first month, we got where are we? But now, at the third month, we are now going to fourth. It's okay.
Let's say that. Got it. Cool. Do you guys have, I'd like to learn more about the sales forecasting process. How do you forecast and what is the process for that?
Okay. So, yeah. The forecast should have a... For 3 months, we make a forecast for 3 months, which serves the path as a probability of closing, where the sales multiplied by this probability forecast given us according to close dates predicted by the account. Right? About three market focuses, which is marketing agency, SMBs, enterprise, in which where the main of and once today, it's the automotive, it's real estate, it's insurance companies. Which of them has a different sales cycle? So which squad responds to the data? For us, the expansion revenue, for example, is the main one. It's the 6% of our new revenue comes from them. So we have a very strong focus on customer service and marketing agents. We have farmers to have developed the account more strategic way in our partner program for the agency, marketing agencies. And I can say that our after sales service is a different product for competitors. And in this pandemic moment, it's the only factors that help us to continue growing even now. So in the dashboards from HubSpot to give us this forecast, multiply for this step and the probability of the step they are into, that you are into.
Got it. And then finally, second last question. If you could only measure one sales related metric for the rest of your career, which would you choose?
Maybe. I don't believe in just one metric, right? I believe that the metrics need to talk to each other. They need to have a conversation because if you look just one, you have just give yourself just a tiny vision of the whole, you know, you don't have the vision. If I can give you at least two, that is the conversion rate of the funnel and the actives by the reps, you know, because to make the conversions, you need to be actives, for example, right? For example, you measure the callers by SDRs, right? So how many callers calls they have to do to schedule a meeting to presentation of the product. So I can't, you don't grow a tree to have at least a medium vision of the whole, right?
Got it, makes total sense. And then final question is for both of you, who has inspired you or educated you the most in sales operations?
Okay. So for me, I believe that the sales acceleration formula, do you know that?
Yeah, it's a good
very
book.
Nice book. It's a very incredible book that I think everyone should read it. And it's called from Mike Roberts. And I don't know, it's a very interesting book about sales, hiring, optimization. And I like it very much of Andrew Groove, who is a high output management. He brings a vision of productions from industry to sales and analytical process, but also bring the side of leadership, where the result of the leader is what the followers do. So these are the people that I learned very much and admire the most. And from Myra?
For me, it's the same, mainly in sales acceleration formula, because I work with metrics. So, and this book in, and say a lot about that. Yeah, and is that. And Daniel is my mentor to grow up in my career. And I think it's that.
Chris, so we're giving all the credit to Daniel.
Yes.
Got it. Awesome. Okay, guys. Well, thank you very much for coming on. It was an absolute pleasure. It was interesting to see sales operations from not just the single person leading the team. It also seems like you guys are doing some really good work to help the remote reps be productive and actually keep selling. And then I'm also really pleased to hear that things are picking up again after the virus shutdown. So, guys, I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Tom. Very glad to be here. And just the final phrase here is, you know, it's not just process. It's about people. So to process to work, we need people to believe in it to know to make this work. So don't look just the process. Look for the people too.
And we'll finish with that. It's not about the process. Or it's not just about the process. It's also about the people. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sales Ops Demystified podcast. If you are listening on a podcast listening application, then please subscribe, rate, and review. And if you have any questions about the show, if you know a guest, or if you have any questions about sales operations, just hit me up at tomhunt@ebster.com. That's tomhunt@ebster.com.